To Warn Radio. Warn Radio with your hosts, the Watchman Dana Smith and Tower.
Thanks for listening.
Greetings and welcome to Warn Radio. I am Tower and we are glad you joined us. If you have any correspondence or inquiries for the WIBR Warn Radio Network, you can send them through our contact page on warn-usa.com. Be sure to follow the WIBR Warn Radio on Twitter by using hashtag WatchmanIS216 or hashtag Warn Radio. On LinkedIn, you can find us by hashtag Watchman. You can join us on USA.life or MeWe by using hashtag Warn Radio. And the WIBR Warn Radio is on two new social sites, Parler and Clout Club. You can listen to our show through the following carriers: Blueberry, iHeartRadio, iTunes Player, Apple Podcast, Spreaker, Stitcher, TuneIn, Google Play Music, Warn Radio Visions on Blog Talk Radio, Podcast Attic, CastBox, Google Podcast, Anchor, Podchaser, and Deezer. I want to admonish you to take time to listen to the read the articles by the Watchman. They apply to this day and age we're living in. They will help you in your walk in these last days. The two we feature this week are Rebellion or Mercy, the path well worn. There is a path well worn, and it has been traveled since the first beginnings of man on the earth. And Manifest Deliverance, Present Evil World. There is a manifest deliverance from this present evil world. There is a path, a way, a light, and a plain path for all to find this deliverance. And now I welcome in the Watchman.
You're listening to Warn Radio on the WIBR Warn Radio Network. Don't forget to visit our websites at warn-usa.com and danaglennsmith.com, and also follow us on Twitter, find us on Instagram, and join us on LinkedIn. Greetings everybody and welcome to a Friday morning. This is Sound the Shofar. We've been looking at a series called The Secrets of God and Men. And man, I'll tell you, men have secrets. So do women. Even kids. But the secrets of God. Yes, that's the subject. Revealed mysteries given by the prophets and then by the apostles. And there's a lot of stuff yet to be fulfilled. It's always good talking about secrets, finding things out. We start in Matthew 13, and this is really interesting because when you get into a lot of the things that the Lord said, as well as the apostles, and I'm thinking also the apostle Paul here, who talked about the things that were given to him. It's an amazing thing when God decides to reveal these things And one of the biggest was the coming of the Messiah. The prophet spoke about, and then he came. In Matthew 13:34, the Lord had spoke to the multitudes in parables, and in verse 34, it kind of gives you that. This is actually a conclusion to Matthew 13, in a way, of the train of thought that was going on. And it says, all these things spake Jesus unto the multitude in parables, and without a parable spake he not unto them. Little stories, little scriptural truths given in a story form, and they all have a point to them. Now the purpose was this, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the prophet, saying, I will open my mouth in parables. I will utter things which have been kept secret from the foundation of the world. One of the biggest secrets was, on the heels of the covenants that God had previously given, there was going to be a final one sealed with the blood, because the blood was determined to be the atonement used, and that's why in the atoning sacrifices and on the Day of Atonement, you use the blood of animals. But the Lamb of God, as John said, behold the Lamb of God which takes away the sins of the world, is a referral to that particular atonement. That the Lord came as the suffering servant, but as that atonement. And it was kept secret. Now see, Israel, of course, and when we're talking of Israel here, we think of Judah, because Judah was in the land. They had returned from the 70 years of captivity. They were in the land. The Roman Empire was in charge of everything. And it was at this point that the Lord came. And there was a lot of reasons, prophetic fulfillment, and a lot of conditions that were right for when he came. The Romans had pretty much a common language. They had roads that could take you anywhere in the empire, practically. They had conquered a lot of the enemy. And so there was a prosperity, there was jobs, there was a way to get around, there was peace. They weren't in war and turmoil. There was a lot of reasons why the Lord himself decided to come here. And I think that is important to understand. That in this, there was a secret that Christ himself was crucified. From the beginning of the world, all these things had come into effect. And so I think that's, when we really think about it, and when we look at it and consider Scripture, we find out that it is here that we do really understand the truth. And understand that this wasn't just some plan that happened, but it was something that has been completed. That when Christ came, he knew what he had to do. And the greatest thing of it is that this passed down through the apostles. A secret that had been kept from the foundation of the world, and of course today it's an open secret because we all know it, most of us. America has heard the name of Christ and the gospel and Christianity for a long, long time. Matter of fact, if there's any effects from having so much Christianity and gospel in America, it's the fact that many have closed their ears to the truth. And they're tired of it, and it's just commonplace anymore. Now, if you go on over into Pakistan, the Muslims over there know very well that Christianity is there. They don't like it. Pakistan is one of those that's trying to treat its religious minorities a little bit better in the eyes of the law, but there's a lot of the imams and commonplace Muslims that effectively persecute the Christians there. For instance, during COVID, there's no work, so most of the Christians who work in some of the lowest classes can continue to work, and they continue to work with any kind of safety things because they work in the sewers and things like that. And to top it off, when they were given out food in a lot of these areas, coming from the government, is distributed by organizations, and they get in where the imams are, and they distribute food, and all you need is a government card. Well, on the government card, it says where you're Muslim or a Christian. And, of course, this is where the Christians don't get any food, because they won't give it to them. You're a Christian, you don't get any. Now, the government is intended for everybody to get it, but when you get on the local level, it doesn't happen. That the same thing happens in India with the Hindus, and they distribute it when there's trouble over there. We've been reporting on this for many, 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 many years. It's a commonplace. So when we talk about the secret from the foundation of the world, even the enemies of God knows this secret, and they don't like it, and they oppose it. One day all of this is going to come to an end. One day all of this is going to be at a point where there will be a deception come and they will follow it. In Luke 10, 21 through 24, the Lord had given teachings all along, and there was those who stood there. There was the a lot of his apostles. Even Peter had things that was revealed to him. Well, in this particular little section, a few verses, in that hour Jesus rejoiced in the Spirit and said, I thank thee, Father, O Lord of heaven and earth, that thou hast hid these things from the wise and prudent and hast revealed them unto babes. Even so, Father, for so it seemed good in thy sight. All things are delivered to me of my Father, he's telling them. And no man knoweth who the Son is but the Father, and who the Father is but the Son, and he to whom the Son will reveal him. And he turned unto his disciples and said privately, for I tell you that many prophets and kings have desired to see those things which you see and have not seen them, and to hear those things which you hear and have not heard them. Now, he's referring, of course, to those in the Old Testament, those who knew that the Messiah was coming. The consolation of Israel, as he was later known, was a term given because of the children of Israel at the time. Both houses had been overrun because of sin, the northern tribes. And then, of course, you have the tribe of Judah. And they went into captivity, and we're actually covering that aspect. And They return, and they're in the land. So now they're still in the land. They don't have it all because of judgment, but they're in the land, and the Roman Empire has taken over. And so even when the Lord ascended, the apostles wanted to know, are you going to restore Israel to her kingdom at this time? And the Lord said, no. You know, it's not for you to know the times and seasons what the Father has put into his hands. So that was totally dismissed. But at the time, there was a lot of fervor in looking for the Messiah to come. When the Lord came, they were looking for a political savior, one that would break the bonds of the Roman Empire, who would allow Israel to ascend to its greatest heights, just like it did under Solomon, and for them to be free to be able to do what they should be doing. And of course, those things didn't happen. And what he did reveal was a new kingdom. And what he did reveal was a new covenant and a new way. And of course, as a result, many at the time, and this is why Yeshua went to the cross, is to seal that, because his blood had to be shed. But in the process, you have the betrayer Judas in this. You have the high priest and those who were with him who were plotting because they feared that everybody would actually follow this Messiah, this one that they see on the streets, and the fact that the Romans would come and take away their power and their kingdom. And so there's very much a political struggle in that. And so they had plotted to get rid of him, but the plot figured right into the hands of what was going on at the time. But when you look at this, he says, many prophets and kings have desired to see those things. And we know very well that when the Lord was born, there were those wise men, there were those who watched the stars. And they knew that the stars were a sign of the coming of this young one who was to be born. They knew it. The Jews didn't know it, but they knew it. You know, we have the three wise men, and we know that they had seen that. It's kind of funny when you think about it, because you would think those who were in the temple and the high priest and the prophets of the day, who were supposed to be the voice of God and knowing exactly what God's will is, you'd think they would have known it. But they didn't. He wasn't born in a palace. He was born in a stable. He was born in a sukkah, as we would call it. There were animals around. It was a sukkah. A tabernacle, a little thing. Same thing, we call them a tabernacle. There's the tabernacles. There's the children of Israel. They lived in sukkahs when they came out of Egypt, and of course Joseph would have built a sukkah, or there would have been one handy, but at any rate he was born. And of course we see it in our narrative, we have him born in a stable. And but many look at this when they look at the fact that he would have been born and in a sukkah at the time. Nevertheless, the point is moot. The fact is, he was born. But it was still a secret. It was still something that had been kept secret. And Paul refers to this. And see, this is why sometimes we do not take the truth, of which we know quite freely today, as this was a secret. This was a mystery. God had to work this clear from the foundation of the world and carry it through to redeem man, because he knew all along that man would fall. Romans 16, 25 through 27, Paul says, now to him that is of power to establish you according to my gospel and the preaching of Jesus Christ. Now see, it's important to understand this, is that this is a particular prayer for them, and establishing certain things, to establish you according to my gospel. He wants them, those who are hearing him in Rome, to be established according to the gospel that God had revealed to Paul, and the preaching of Jesus Christ. That's what he was doing. He was preaching Jesus. He was preaching Yahshua. In the Greek, as Jesus. But according to, and this is the part, revelation of the mystery which was kept secret since the world began. Now see, it's no secret to us. And a lot of the heathen, they know of it too. And a lot of the unbelievers, there's agnostics, there's atheists, and then there's those who were Muslims and verdantly opposed to it. Then all of a sudden, they become a Christian. And former Muslims becoming Christian is happening all over the world in some of the places that you wouldn't think. But there, it's happening. And what we're finding out is God is going to touch those people. There are those people who truly want to find out who the true and living God is. And then a lot of them happen to be blinded. And we see this all the time in the testimony that's coming from the field. Revelation of the mystery which was kept secret from the world since the world began, but in some areas, the oppression of the gospel is so great. And right on the front lines where it's the hardest to work is where we're seeing God moving. And this is important. And he says, but now is made manifest or plain, and by the scriptures of the prophets, according to the commandment of the everlasting God, made known to all nations for the obedience of the faith. At that time, the gospel of Christ was going out to all the known world. They were traveling around. They didn't have satellites. They didn't have cell phones. They didn't have the internet. They didn't have modern boats. They didn't have weather forecasters to tell them when the storm was coming. They had a lot of things, but they didn't have what we have today. We are stinking spoiled. And, you know, they always say, America, the most powerful nation on earth. Well, we are riddled with riots and politicians that are nuts and, you know, groups that wanted to fund the police and get rid of them, while the police and the places they patrol, like for instance in Harlem, the people in Harlem, which of course they're black there, they don't want the police to go anywhere because it'd be a nightmare there. See, this is the thing. A preacher was preaching. I heard this. I listened to this. It was a black preacher preaching to a black congregation. And he says, it ain't the white folks that is killing us. It's not the white folks we're afraid of. We're afraid of them black teenagers, our sons and daughters. They're out there in the streets. We're afraid of them. We stay home at night because they're killing each other. But you have the most important thing on, for instance, de Blasio's agenda, and that of Sharpton, is one thing. To paint Black Lives Matter in front of Trump Tower because they hate Trump so much. To prove a point. The point is, they don't really care about the black community, no matter what they say. They don't even care about the white, Hispanic, Asian, no community. They want to get rid of the cops. Who do you think's on the front line? Now see, one day, all this is going to end, friends. Because the revelation of the mystery of God is not complete, because yes, Christ came, and he gave us a gospel, he told us to go and tell the world, and he went, and he's at the right hand of the Father, ever living to make intercession for the saints. But he's coming again, kids. And when he does, he's going to hold these people accountable for those decisions which they made and cost lives. There's blood guilt on them. There's blood on their hands. Now see, they blame Trump. Trump didn't make the decision there. That was de Blasio, and Cuomo stood around and watched. We have the same problem over in Seattle. She finally decided, the mayor of Seattle, to clean it up because she was told by the Trump administration that if she didn't get it under control, they were coming in with troops to clean it up. So she cleaned it up. Nevertheless, you see, there is an issue here. The issue of it is God tells us that there's going to be the mystery of iniquity, a lawlessness that is going to sweep the world. I know the little secret. Something that you can't stop, friend. Something that's going to affect you. Now, the true way for you to stop it, you can't stop it from sweeping the earth, but you can stop it from sweeping you. And that's by accepting the Lord and getting the power of His Spirit in you and the Word of God, because He can give you peace. He can remove the lawlessness. He can keep you safe. He can be there with you. We're living in the time of lawlessness, and the greatest nation on earth, a nation of laws, and we're lawless. But it's not just us, it's all over the world. We see riots and stuff, and even over in the European Union, in the UK, you see it in China and Hong Kong, you see it in a lot of places. Lawlessness and riots. They can't keep it under control. It's sweeping everywhere. It's a spirit of lawlessness. Psalms 2 also agrees with this. Why are the nations in turmoil and the people rage? It's a good psalm to read. But thank God there was a revelation of the mystery, so that we would know, and it was made manifest to us, and understand that God planned this all along for us to be redeemed. Now, 1 Corinthians 2, Paul talks about this. He says, "Howbeit we speak wisdom among them that are perfect, yet not the wisdom of this world, nor the princes of this world that come to naught." Now, he's speaking of the believers. Now, see, they're perfect in the fact that they are in Christ Jesus and in the eyes of the Lord as they walk in the light, as John says in 1 John 1. Is if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all unrighteousness. Further, there is no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the lusts of the flesh, but after the Spirit. Paul describes what the fruits of the Spirit, the deeds of the Spirit are, and what the deeds of the flesh are. The people that do the deeds of the flesh, no matter who you are going to face corruption. Paul goes on to say, "But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the wisdom, hidden wisdom, which God ordained before the world unto our glory, to redeem man, to bring him back to himself." That's our glory. No longer fallen creatures. You're not going to have to live in this lawlessness forever. America is not heaven, although for many people it has been heaven. It's been a sanctuary. The people that are decrying this nation and hate this nation, and of course now you've got the 1619 Project, which of course again is bringing up slavery, as if we haven't dealt with this in times past. And it's all an effort to overthrow the establishment, overthrow as what they call white power, in order to bring in their own version of everything. And I got news for them. You're fallen creatures, folks. All of you, every color. Now see, this is the, now when you talk about inclusiveness, as a Christian, there is an inclusiveness. That inclusiveness says, "For all have sinned, and all come short of the glory of God." And again it says, "God commandeth all men," and that's including women, "commandeth all men to repent." Because he's given his Son for all men. Not white, not black, not Indian alone, but all men, women, people, races, colors. Now you see, that's the inclusiveness of the gospel. And he says, according to the revelation of the mystery in Romans, in verse 7, he says, "But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom, which God ordained before the world unto our glory, which none of the princes of this world knew, for had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory." If the ones in charge, if the high priest would have known. Now see, Paul's writing here. Paul was there at the time. He didn't even know and recognize the Messiah until the Lord appeared to him on the road to Damascus, knocked him off the horse. And Paul was blinded. Here's a guy that was powerful, knew everything about the gospel, knew the law. He said he was a Pharisee of the Pharisees. Yet he did not know the Son of God when he came. And he knew all the languages, different tongues, to interpret the scriptures. He knew the original Hebrew. He would have known it inside and out. The high priest as well. Yet they did not. That's why the scripture says, not many mighty, not many rich are called. For God has chosen the poor of this world to be rich in faith. The wisdom of the world is not going to get you anywhere. If you had a black kingdom throughout the entire world and called it Black Lives Matter, it wouldn't last. It's not the color, kids. It's what the heart is and whether it's redeemed or not. The problem in America is in white, black, Indian, Mexican, Negro, whatever you want to call each other. It is sin. And only Christ, Yeshua, can bring you freedom, bring you help, and bring you redemption. And only He can heal this country. Now, Kanye West, and I'm not even sure if I'm saying his name because I don't really listen to his kind of music. I'm not a follower of the Kardashians at all. I don't do that stuff. I've never been into that. So, you know, he became a Christian, which is good. He's had big meetings. He's done a lot of stuff. And, of course, a lot of those in the industry, you know, they are not used to this all of a sudden radical change, you know. One minute you're like them, the next minute you're over here and you're some radicalized weirdo that suddenly talks about Jesus and talks about being born again and stuff, you know. I mean, my change and Tower's change was dramatic. Now, see, we were both in the church, but God had to get us out of the church to help us to realize that we were not fulfilled where He wanted us. We didn't know Him as we should. Well, we did come to know Him. We were talking about the things that were coming to America, a lot of which we've seen back in the 70s, folks. This ain't new to Tower and I. The thing we don't, you know, we have to go through the same thing you did. We have to have faith. We have to make sure that we don't allow all of this stuff that's going on in the world to affect us. Paul is telling the Corinthians, and they had a lot of idols there. We speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, the hidden wisdom. And He ordained it before the world began. It's for our glory. And He says, all the wisdom of the world, the princes at the time, those who were in charge when Christ was roaming the earth, they didn't even know. If they would have known who He was, they would have never crucified Him. The devil didn't even know. Because when Christ hung on the cross, He was dead and He left. That's all they wanted, to get rid of Him. But guess what? That sealed His victory. In death, there was victory. And even as a Christian, should you face death, your death is just a mere passing into glory. For the seeds must die and then they bear fruit. And there's a lot of comparison in that little phrase there. Paul goes on to say, but as it is written, eyes has not seen, ear nor heard, neither has it entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared unto them that love Him. But God has revealed them unto us by His Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. Now, do we know everything? No, but we know a lot more than we did. Paul says we look through a glass darkly. As much as we know, and we have His Spirit in us, we have His Word, He's revealed things to us, and He continues to reveal things to us, yet we still look through a glass darkly. Now see, this illustration is really, really made evident if you like olive oil. I mean, really good olive oil. Tower and I are olive oil. That's the only thing we put on our salad. We use it in everything. Food is good for one thing, to find a way to put olive oil on it. Olive oil has massive polyphenols, which are great for your system. But at any rate, olive oil needs to be And so does avocado oil, because it has a lot of polyphenols. Both of these are high in the good fats and the stuff that does good for you. But olive oil, both of them have to be in dark jars. Olive oil, I've got a jar over here that you can't see anything that's in it unless you hold it up to some light. And it's really hard. You can see a line in there, but that's it. You can see through a glass darkly. You can see that it's there, but you can't see it like as if you poured it out. You can't see the color, but you can't see anything. You know, if something was floating in it, it'd be really hard to see, because the jars are colored, and they're meant to keep the light out, because the light and the rays of the sun is what can affect the quality of this and ruin it. And much of the food is like that, because the sun has various kinds of rays that can harm these kind of things. So we can look and we can see things today. We can read it in Scripture. It's told to us by the prophets and the apostles. And today God is revealing things to us. But yet we still don't know everything. Paul asks this question: for what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of a man which is in him? Even so the things of God knoweth no man but the spirit of God. And as human beings, we know about the things that concern us in our spirit. There is the flesh and there is the spirit. And your body, mind, and soul, your body and your mind are part of the fallen nature. Your spirit, which is fallen, can be redeemed. And when you receive the Lord, that's what gets the remake that helps you to live for God. And His Spirit comes in to live with you next to your spirit. He goes on to say, now we have received not the spirit of the world. Well, you know, if you look at some Christians, you would say, yeah, they've got it in the spirit of the world, but you're not supposed to. If you truly follow the Lord and you know Him, you're not going to have the spirit of the world. You don't want the spirit of the world. Now, see, Seattle, we talk about Seattle. Seattle has always been a mess. We can go back in the mid-70s when we were... In college, getting ready for the ministry. And we had friends that were ministering on the street in Seattle, because they had graduated. We knew them in their final year. And they came back to the school to report what was going on. And, you know, I mean, it was crazy in Seattle then. They were liberal then, back in the 70s. And they were full of sin. And the only thing that can break that hold is the power of God. Now, we have received not the spirit of the world. Now, many people like certain things like that. They like the world like that. They like all this stuff. But see, we're in the world and not of the world. And the Spirit of God tells us about the things of God. And that's why we're doing the secrets of God and of men, because there's secrets of men, and you need to know that they plot against you and what's going on, but there's also the secrets of God. And we seek Him and we want Him. Now, we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. Freely given to us. The Spirit of God is to reveal us. Reveal to us those things of God, which He does. Many, many times the Spirit, you know, will let you know things you need to know. There's information, things. Word of wisdom, word of knowledge. There's a lot of, this covers a big area here. including prayers and various other things. I mean, in the fight every day, what do I do? You know, what's going on? The Lord can, through His Spirit, give you that wisdom and knowledge. And Paul says, which things also we speak, not in the words which man wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man, he says, receives not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. Now see, I told you about Kanye West. Now he's now running for president. And there was a story that came out yesterday, I think it was. Now see, Kanye West, he has a big, big ranch being built a few hours' drive from where we live. And it's made big news in Wyoming because he did a few things there that caused a few issues with the law as far as various things. Where to put the house and all the other requirements. But nothing, you know, illegal. Just things like that. But having somebody like that here spending lots of money buying up land, you know, is concerning, especially for us that are here. We don't want all the rich to move in and buy up all the land. But he came here, and he's over there, and he's doing good. But the problem, the thing of it is now that he's running for president, some of his people are really, really worried. And they were worried that he has a mental problem. This is funny. Because one of the things that, you know, I mean, if you look back in Russian history and Stalin, one of the tricks he used on Christians was to put them in the insane asylum because they were crazy. That's where they wound up. So it's not funny, I mean, it's not unusual that you would have people that, well, as long as Kanye was doing the things that they expected, it's fine. But as soon as he gets off into this twilight zone of Christianity and suddenly he's had some kind of an experience and now he's totally changed and now he wants to change America and put God first in America and all this other stuff, he has a lot of good reasons why he wants to run. But they think he's nuts now. I don't have any idea what his wife thinks. I don't follow the family at all. I just happened to see this particular headline. And of course, I don't talk to him. I haven't seen him. I don't go to his concerts. I'm not interested in it. It's just not my stuff. But see, the thing of it is when you begin, you know, it's one thing to have faith. It's another thing when you take that faith and now all of a sudden you want to be president and change America. Then that's when they start getting angry. See, President Trump was all right, and he was the buddy of everybody. He's even mentioned it in his speeches. He says, they used to love me when they come to me for money and I'd give it to them. Now they hate me. He just wants to make America great again. But see, now de Blasio and a lot of Democrats who formerly knew him, including Hillary Clinton, they all came to him. You can find old pictures of him with him. But they all hate him now. Why? Because he's trying to make America great, doing things they don't want. Christianity is the same way. And of course, Trump did put Christianity and Christians and faith and Israel number one. He did. He put them up there. Now see, in America, this could be the last call, the last leader you're ever going to have that really wants to truly make America great, put Christianity and Christians first, fight, you know, these abortion laws that Planned Parenthood want, the Democrats, and put Israel first, and that many do not want first. This may be the last call. Absolutely. The natural man doesn't receive these things. He doesn't understand him. You can't know God just by, oh yeah, I know there's a God, duh. But there's a lot of people that don't know God. You can't receive him. He's spiritually discerned, spiritually revealed, spiritually known, because he's a spirit, and those that know him must worship him in spirit, for our God is a spirit. And he says, but he that is spiritual judgeth all things, yet he himself is judged of no man, because he's walking in the spirit. There is no condemnation to those who are found in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the lust of the flesh, but after the spirit. Now they may be hated for being a Christian, and they may put them up in their courts and condemn them. But in the eyes of God, they're not condemned. And he's the one that matters. Paul ends this little section, for who has known the mind of the Lord, that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. Now, you're living in the end days. And if you're a believer, and if you're walking in his light and truly believe, and you love him and you pray to him and seek him, you should not have one shred of fear in you. Fear is torment, and both of those, even worry, and those are opposed to faith, and those will break you down. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of love, power, and of a sound mind. We rebuke those things when they come in Jesus' name. You rebuke the thoughts. You rebuke the spirit behind the thoughts. You bind these things. You bind these wicked spirits. Because that's what they are. They're unclean. And the spirits now that are poured out in America and the world today, and the lawlessness, all these things, like Isaiah 24. I covered this. I'm doing Isaiah, a big, long study. A lot of people don't have what's in them to go through Isaiah like this. And I don't mean me, I mean those who listen. Because most of the stuff people want to listen to is foo-foo gospel, coming from the sugar plum church and the fairy tale Jesus that they've created. Oh yeah, it's all right, you can do those things. No, you can't. Oh yes, you can, because our preacher says so. He's a liar. I got news for you. There's going to be a lot of people surprised. And in America, you better understand that your Constitution is not going to keep this place. It's going to be God. And you throw God out like you have been doing, and you wonder why you're like you are today. You have generations of children that are lawless. You have generations of children that don't know the Lord. You'd better understand one thing. Whether you like it or not, God was in the beginning of this country. He's the one that blessed this country. We've had massive revivals. Huge men of God came out of this. We've sent the gospel around the world. We've had more churches and Bibles and believers than any other nation on earth. And we've sent more aid, and we've done more to help other nations. But in the last 20 years or 30 or 40 years, we've become big for our britches. And we've allowed in heresies and people that want to destroy your country, and right now they've gotten to the point where they have enough people to destroy it. Your nation is not going to stand because you think it should. It's going to stand because the Lord God has decided it should stand. And in order to get that, you need to turn around, you need to repent and seek him. The churches need to repent. The pastors need to repent. The deacons, you need to fast and pray. You need to look to the Lord. May God grant you that this country continues to function. And as a watchman, I look and I wait to see what the Lord will do. I watch and see what is happening on the horizon of America. and I am not called, and I'm not here, and I'm not preaching, because some man made it possible. I'm here because the Lord put me here, because of an anointing and a call, and what I knew at the beginning so many years ago, what was coming to America. And I'm here to tell you, this is not going to be fun. If we continue to have politicians doing what they're doing, and shrugging off what's happening, because sorrow is going to come like a tornado, a hurricane, at this country like you've never seen. Lawlessness and the kind of change that they're doing here will bring you down. Your sins will find you out, and there will be a price to pay. Today, my friends, I pray that God will bless you and keep you, that you will understand these things and seek His face. I pray that you will pray for your family and lift them up and protect them, and pray for the persecuted church, and find an organization. There's a lot of them out there that have boots on the ground that support the persecuted church. I watched a video of a young Chinese woman who was in America. I assumed she was in America. She was addressing it to all those people who were rioting in America and tearing it apart because they think it's unjust. And she says, America isn't unjust. It's a great nation. You have freedom here. So from her video, I took it that she lives here now. But she said, if you do not believe America is a great nation and gives you freedom, then go to China and live there and find out what oppression really is like. Moreover, go to Hong Kong. That's what I'm saying, not her. Then you would find out. See, you choke America now and destroy it because you think it's unjust. You're going to be destroyed by something that is truly unjust. Because as soon as America starts wavering like she can't stay afloat, then the end will come for everyone in this country. And you will know, and I have said it before, what's coming to the churches. But see, a lot of this stuff can be changed. It depends on your commitment. Now, America is not going to fully turn around, folks. That ain't going to happen. There's not going to be a massive revival to suddenly change everybody into perfect little kids and stop this nation from being destroyed eventually. All nations are going to end up in the tribulation. They're going to be judged. It's just how soon is the tribulation going to be? We're not in the middle of the tribulation yet. You're in the shakings in the beginning of it. And a lot of the things that you have been taught regarding the various dispensational ideas are wrong. But I don't discuss them. I don't really care about them. It don't matter to me. You matter to them. Just if you want to believe that stuff, more power to you. So I urge you to look to the Lord. Pray for your family and for the persecuted church. I would to God that this would be healed. But see, the way this has been coming on, and because the Lord had revealed to me about the eclipse back in 2017. He also showed me 2014, 2015 about Isis, about the double blood moons. And we are in this time. We've had a long period of extensive things that were coming on the earth. And what we've seen hitting America is all part of stuff that's been coming since the 2017 Great Summer Eclipse. I think it was 2017. I have a few articles left. I think one or two. I clean out a lot of the articles. I keep a lot of stuff updated. So there may not be a lot on there. It'll be in some of our shows we did at the time. Father, we thank you for your word today and for all those that listen whenever they listen. Father, we need your presence. We need Yahshua. We need the Spirit of God within us, and we need thy word. But we thank you, O Lord, for you prayed. I pray thee, Father, that you would not take them out of the world, but keep them from the evil. I pray, Father, all those that hear this broadcast, that you will keep them from the evil that surrounds them and protect them. O Lord, we thank you and bless you. And in Jesus' name, I bind you, Satan, and the powers of darkness from the preaching, teaching, streaming of this word, in Jesus' name. Don't forget to go to our websites, warn-usa.com, danaglennsmith.com. Biblical articles, in-depth, they are long, a lot of scripture, a lot of revealed stuff, in-depth stuff. Been writing these for years. There is an anointing that God has given me to do this. And I can't even begin to tell you. I'm not going to, but they're there. It's your choice. Read them or not. It's up to you. They're there. But it's a biblical site. And in the old days, I used to do a lot of news, Christian news. I don't do any news. It's the Word of God all the way. That's what we do. That's what we are. I ain't going to argue with you over things. You want to argue, go find yourself a preacher. I'm not a preacher. I'm a watchman. I'm not here to mess around, and I'm not the buddy of sin. But there is mercy, and we cover the persecuted church. You think you have troubles? Listen to our shows. We are an advocate for the persecuted church. God bless. We'll see you next time. This is the Watchman in Fort Tower. Shalom, everybody.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Warn Radio.